I've been here for almost 2 weeks, and I'm going home Monday, and it's been such a pleasure to see everybody doing what they do with all the gifts that they have. And I wanted to show you something that I do, because I feel I'm just really happy to be here and to have been here. You're great. Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote, just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. Now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we've done. Paul said to Peter, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the water, Paul, the only thing I know to do. Turn up the music and pray that she makes it through. Because the keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom. Angels fly around in there, we can't see them. I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. They can't find a way to help, or they can go to hell. They can't find a way to help. Paul said to Peter, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne. They sparkle, bubble over, and in the morning all you've got is sparkle, bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. Sparkle, bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. Whoa. Thank you. now my work is done. I feel I'm owed some joy. Oh, Imogene, Abelard, I'm your homeward boy. There's another one that brings me to your door. And the boat she weaved from the tidal reeds was always tied to shore. Bright smiles, dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes, looking for some peace. But it's so hard to find. With Calamity Janes and the Steamboat Casanovas and Darling Clementines. If she's your only one, then she's also mine. Just twist your heartbeat up against my heartbeat and you'll see how well we ride. With bright smiles and dark eyes. Bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes. Man is only half himself. The other half is a bright thing. He tumbles on by luck or grace. Man is ever a blind. Oh, bright smiles, dark eyes. Bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for them. Bright smile, dark eyes. Smile, dark eyes. Dark eyes. Dark eyes. I grew up in Moscow, Idaho, and typically, when you're not so surrounded by people from Minnesota, you can make better redneck jokes, you know, but you probably know them all. So, me and my friend Rocky, and his friend, he had a brother named Dusty, Rocky and Dusty. His mom named him after the Rockford Files, which is a TV show, and then she kind of just got on a kick and just kept naming children after geology. we had a dance, and me and Rocky both wanted to ask the same girl to a dance. This was a couple weeks ago. And she was really, you know, just beautiful. She had this, like, her family had started building their own house, and they were gonna live in their barn, which they'd built first. And they were going to live there until they finished the house. And this had been like 16 years in the making. And so they were still, the barn was great. And she'd made her prom dress. And me and Rocky came and picked her up, and we both went to the prom with her. There was really only two girls in our high school, and one was gone that weekend. She had this... had this feathered hair like pro wrestlers would have. We called her Killer.
Station wagon laying foundations on the shadows of overpassing plain. Well, I'm feeling good. At 7 o'clock, we're gonna drive across the county line. Saturday night's like an orphan child that the good days left behind. And I'm not sure that we can make them stay. The sun's going down. The end of the day, oh, me and my friend sitting in the park drinking beer underneath the tree. Lying on your back as the sun goes down, you know it's perfect cause you gotta leave. But on a Saturday night in a town like this, I forget all my songs about trains. In a bar with a jukebox and you on my arm, heaven and earth are pretty much the. And I'm not sure that I can make you stay. The sun's going down, and it's the end of the day.
Intended a string section, and there'll be a Welsh choir, a saxophone solo, and a baby alligator will cross the stage. But I don't know how to write music, so I don't know how to put that all in. If you would, if you scream like. You know, good rednecks, that'd be awesome. You know what I mean? Like the kind of scream I'm talking about. Yeah. Like you've got like a baseball bat in your hand, and there's a mailbox. One, two, three. One more time, like your tape got jammed, and the Lynyrd Skynyrd guitar solo is playing really loudly backwards, and you can't make it. One, two, three. Woo! Later on, sitting on the porch, talking like the night could last all night. We are all half crazy, and all at least half alright. Sitting on the porch, singing Towns Van Zandt, we play guitar to burn off the hours. And then we climb the fences at the edge of the town and paint our names on the water towers. And I'm not sure that I can make them stay. The sun's going down. The end of the day. Oh.
of July and Our Lady of Immaculate Dawn. They could have got married in the revival man's tent, but there ain't no reviving what's gone. They slipped like a shadow from the family he made in a little white house by the woods. They dropped the kids at the mission with a rose for the virgin. We knew he was gone for good. It's a long way to heaven. Closer to Harrisburg. That's still a long way from the place where we are, and if it exists, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car. They could have stayed somewhere. Train tracks kept going. It seems like they always left soon. That it ran, moan low and painful, sang the sad lullaby to the moon, it's a long way to heaven, it's closer to Harrisburg, that's still a long way from the place where we are, and if evil exists, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car. Didn't make Harrisburg, got lost in a hole in between. And some say that man is the root of all evil, and others say God's a drunkard for pain. Yeah, me, I believe that the Garden of Eden was burned to make way for a train. For a train is a long way to heaven, it's closer to Harrisburg. Still a long way from the place where we are, and if we exist, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car.
This is a song about Northern Idaho, which is where I'm from. I have theories about you know, why people moved, where they move, and where they go, and I think, like, we're all here for a reason. And I was trying to figure out why people ended up in my town. I tried to figure out why I ended up in my town. And I was kind of, like, you know, doing some, just a little bit of research about the people that, you know, ended up in Moscow. And there's, you know, lots of Swedes there. And so I looked into that, and it's, any of you familiar with Swedish history, you don't need to go into a history lesson, know that that's kind of where the very first, some of the great masters of the Kung Fu martial arts started. They've been doing it for thousands of years. And around 1850, that's when the big first big kind of like kung fu movie boom started happening in California. It was huge. It was even before movies, but they were still going out and filming great some of the first classics of kung fu. This is alternative history. Howard Zinn. And so most of the Swedes left, they came across the country, and they basically ended up where they did, I think my theory is, by how tired they got. And they were all on their way to California to be in the movies. And they got to the mountains, the mountains around here are pretty tall, and you can sort of see them from where I live. Yeah, I think if you were moving by horse and wagon, you would probably just sort of stop. So that's my theory. The kung fu thing is why I always got my ass kicked in high school. Sorry about that, I don't know where that came from. Tonight we cross the border, following a black road to the edge of the reservation. To Catalo Mission, where the saints and all the martyrs look down on dying converts. What makes the water holy, she says, is that it's the closest thing to rain. And I stole a mule from Anthony. I helped Dan up upon it, and we rode to Coeur d'Alene. Past Harrison and Wallace, they were blasting out the tunnels, making way for the light of learning. When Jesus comes a-calling, she says, coming round the mountain on a train. Yeah. It's my home. Last night I dreamt that I grew wings. Found a place where they could hear me when I sing. We floated on to Hanford in a lumber boat upriver, past the fisheries and the mill towns, just a stretch of future graveyards. She was driven to distraction. Said, I wonder what will happen when they find out they're mistaken. The land is too changed to ever change. We waded through the marketplace. Someone's ship had come in there with silver and begonias. And dynamite and cattle there were hearts as big as apples. And apples in the shape of Mary's heart, and set inside this gilded cage, a songbird always looks so plain. Yeah. It's my home. Last night I dreamt that I grew wings. Found a place where they could hear me when I sing. they came with cameras, breaking through the morning mist, pressing businessmen, tycoons, Episcopal philanthropists, lost in their appraisal of the body of a woman. But all we saw were lowlands. Clouds clung to mountains without strings. And at last we saw some people. At last we saw some people. At last we saw some people huddled up against the rain that was descending. Just railroad spikes and hammers, they were headed for the border. Walking and then running, and then they were gone into the clouds. But Anne said underneath their jackets she saw wings. This song is for George. It's called "I'm Trying Hard to Love You, Don't Make It Easy, Babe." Here I am standing at your window again, waiting for you to say go away. You're coming in, I'm your locked door's worst knocker, I'm your curtain's best friend. I'm trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. I'm trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. Friends ask about me, you say I can be found with cheap romance novels with their spines battered down. Well, the heart has no bones, you say, so it won't break. But the purpose of loving is the pound that it takes. I'm trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. I'm trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. Ropes that bind us leave no marks by their knots. Though they're your hair, that don't mean I'm not caught. I know the song of the handcuffs as they scrape across the floor. But that new thing you've got, I've got no clue what it's for. I'm trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. I'm trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. Fortune's rocks that they're hanging round your throat. A brick for my window weighted down with a note. Well, I hope you find someone just as hard as you come. In this hard world, sadly, that's so easily done. Trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. Trying hard to love you, I'm looking for an easy way. Trying hard to love you, don't make it easy, babe. Trying hard to love you, there's gotta be an easy way.
Well, you guys are so nice to listen, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah. This is a song about asking. Well, I was at my friend Rocky's house.
had Rocky had this party. And I don't mean to seem like a smarmy guy, but I am. And I had just learned how to drive. This song isn't really about that necessarily, but I just learned to drive, and I wanted to ask this girl out on a date, but she had these huge boyfriends all the time. Just gorillas in the mist, you see them lumbering around, like Sasquatch. And so I really never had a chance to, they made, you would see them, in class writing, and the pencils looked like matches. And so when I learned to drive, I drove up to Rocky's house. It was in the middle of winter, and he lived at the top of this really high road. And I drove up there in a 1983 Toyota Tercel, which is like a, well, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like a backpack. Car that got carved out of soap. And so it was so small, and I figured, it had chains on it that weighed more than the car. And I got up to the top of the hill, and I had everything. I had a tape, and I had like a sort of a tiny little mirror ball at the top of the rear view mirror, just perfect. And I just went, and I stood behind this girl who, I won't name her name, but Sarah Mackless, and I stood behind her for about 6 hours, within 3 inches or 4 inches. I wasn't trying to scare her or anything, but I wanted to stay fairly close, so that when she was ready to go home, I would be the first one to offer her ride. And so she said yes, and I drove down. We drove down to the bottom of the hill, and the car slid off the road, sort of half intentionally, but also. So we slid off the road, but the car was white, and I sort of lost my nerve, I didn't really know what to do. I didn't plan that far ahead. The mirror ball fell off, and she started to shriek, and she picked up the car, the back of the car. Like the mothers who, and the babies trapped under the bus, that sort of thing. And so I held that experience in my heart.
Her heart never
Well, there's one thing, Mama.
Yeah!
This song is for Han. Me and Hans went to school together.
I was just thinking this in my head.
This is about love and science. It's about I was in school to become a neuroscientist. I was had it all planned out, and I was studying, and that's when I discovered Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Who is just a fantastic guy. And I listened to him, and I was listening to him in the library one day, and I was so confused about things, and I was studying for an organic chemistry exam. And hating it, and hating every minute of it. But then I heard him sing Ring of Fire. And I was looking at the chemical structure of benzene. And I changed my mind about my whole life. So I called my parents and I told them I was going to be a musician. I sang this song to my mom over the phone. It's not really to my mom. This is more of a, when I say mama, I mean it in the sort of the folk mama, not the maternal. But the soundtrack, this is everything I learned in science in 2.5 years. It's 2 verses long. Well, there's one thing, Mom, I think you should know. It is not love that makes the flowers grow, but a complex electron transfer process known as photosynthesis when chlorophyll reacts with the light of day. Since you're gone, the light has gone away. And there's one more thing I think you will find. It is not love that makes the stars to shine, but the spontaneous combustion of superheated, supercondensed gases in a process known as fusion, which creates new elements. When the time is right, since you're gone, stars don't shine so bright. And there's one more thing I think I should confide. It is not love that'll turn the tide, but the net difference in the gravitational pull between the Earth and the Moon as it is acted out upon the waves. Since you're gone, I feel washed away. I could have been a mathematician, studied rockets for a living, would have worked out better in the end. But to get more specific, I'd break every law of physics to bring you back to me again. Pathos. And there's one last thing I'll tell you if I can. It is not love that makes a nonstick frying pan, but a top secret trademark conglomerated, most likely carcinogenic polyurethane compound spread in a micro thin layer over a negatively charged alloy of aluminum, copper, iron, lead, uranium, helium, lithium. Anybody? Yummy. Pre-med. Geranium. Estonium, Latvium, Lithuanium. And some other elements, too. Since you're gone, I wish I'd stuck to you. This is for the J-termers for letting me sit in on their class. Appreciate your letting me in. This is called What was that?
She said it's for me. I said it's nothing. It's for all of us.
This is called a Bone of Song. Just where it now lies, I can no longer say. I found it on a cold and November day. In the roots of a sycamore tree where it had hid so long. In a box made out of myrtle lay the bone of song. Bone of song was a jawbone, old and bruised, and worn out in the service of the muse. And along its sides and teeth were written words. I ran my palm along them, and I heard. Lucky are you who finds me in the wilderness. I am the only unquiet ghost that does not seek rest. Words on the bone of song were close and small. Though their tongues were dead, I found I knew them all. And in the hieroglyphs, and quills, and quatrain lines, Osiris, the fall of Troy, and Auld Lang Syne. Kathleen Mavourneen, Magnificat, your cheating heart. Chords of a covenant king singing for the saw on a white space that was left a blessing written older than the rest, and it said, leave me here, I care not for wealth or fame. I'll remember your song, but I'll forget your name. Words that I sang blew off like the leaves in the wind, and burst like birds on the branches before landing on the bone again. Then the bone was quiet, it said no more to me. So I wrapped it in the ribbons of a sycamore tree. As night had come, I turned around and headed home. With a lightness in my step and a song in my bones. Lucky are you who finds me in the way.
wilderness. I am the only unquiet ghost that does not seek rest.
I hope you guys have a great, great time. And thank you again for listening. This is a song. This song is called "Snow Is Gone." So project yourself forward. I think we want to maybe play some music later. Anyway.
Birds beneath my window, dusty in their wings upon the lawn. I hear them in the morning light. Amen to a migratory song. They're never looking around for me. Their eyes are on the sky, the ground below. I'd rather be the one who loves the dreamy love that never even knows. Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Lifted up and promised you the stars, but you really didn't care. I sang in exaltation, I hope it stops. You always looked a little bored, but I'm singing for the love of it. Have mercy on the man who sings to be adored. Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over. Be my darling. Sure, if I'm singing for the love of it.